Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Set your listening buddy to your side and breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation. And imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flow up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flow to your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body, imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel warmth, love, and strength fill you from head to toe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften, completely relax. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Okay, everyone, I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Rosy Home. It was a bright, sunny day. All the flowers had been excited to open themselves up to the brightness of the day as the warmth of the sun's rays settled on their petals. Their sweet scents wafted on the breeze, drifting across the fields until they reached the tall stalk of grass on which a little ladybug was sleeping. Letitia Ladybug had been fast asleep all morning, cozily curled up on the bright green stalk of grass. The stalks had been waving gently in the breeze, back and forth, back
and forth. But the breeze strengthened as the morning wore on, and finally, a gust of wind sent the stalk suddenly dipping toward the earth below. "Oop," said Letitia in surprise, now fully awakened as she plummeted toward the earth. But a moment later, the gust had blown by and the stalk had righted itself and was again standing straight and tall. Letitia yawned and stretched her wings. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the fragrance of the flowers in the air, it was time to start her day. And it was an important day. Today, Letitia was going to look for a new home. She knew what she was looking for, someplace soft, sturdy, and warm. The best option would be a flower blossom, if she could find just the right one. Feeling hopeful, Letitia opened up her shell. Her shell was a beautiful bright red with 7 black spots on it. Her delicate black wings caught the breeze and she was lifted into the air. She was flying. As she flew, her wings moved so quickly they were difficult to see. They just looked like a gray blur of motion. The little ladybug zipped this way and that above the garden. There were so many flowers blooming. They all looked and smelled so beautiful. It would be difficult for Letitia to choose which one to test out first. Finally, Letitia decided she had to start somewhere, so she chose a small purple flower that looked very soft. Letitia thought carefully for a minute, trying to remember the name of the flower. Thistle. That was it. That flower was called Thistle. Letitia liked the name Thistle. She thought it was a pretty word. Thistle could be a nice name for a home, she thought. So Letitia slowed her flight and flew downward toward the thistle. As she landed carefully on the rich purple petals, she confirmed that the flower was indeed very soft. In fact, Letitia felt herself sinking into it slightly, and the feather-like petals tickled her belly. Letitia giggled and decided to move on to the stem to see if that part of the flower would feel a little more sturdy. As the little ladybug set her foot gently on the stem, she felt a prickle and jumped back. Letitia tumbled onto her back in surprise and found herself sinking into the center of the soft flower. This would not work. The stem of the thistle was too prickly, but the flower itself was too soft. "Oh dear," she said. "I think I need to find a different flower to live in." Letitia rocked herself back and forth, back and forth, until she popped back up onto her feet. Then she opened her bright red shell again, and her delicate black wings propelled her through the air, onward to the next flower. As she flew a little further, she saw a group of small yellow, orange, white, and purple flowers close to a pathway. Oh, those flowers were called pansies, Letitia remembered. They looked like a friendly bunch with a lovely variety of colors, so Letitia decided to try out their petals next. First, Letitia picked a bright yellow pansy. The petals bent slightly as Letitia landed. The pansies seemed soft but sturdy, even though they were small. They were low to the ground, and there were no prickles that she could see. The little ladybug took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And made herself comfortable on the bright yellow pansy. This flower seemed very nice, so the little ladybug began to relax a little. But as Letitia rested for a few minutes, she realized she was feeling a bit chilly. She looked around for a spot of sunshine, but there was no sunshine on any of the yellow pansies. So she looked at the other pansies. But all the pansies, white, purple, orange, all of them were planted in the shade. Letitia remembered that some flowers needed more shade than others. "Well," said Letitia with a sigh, "this will not do either. I need sunshine on my home so I can stay warm." The little ladybug shivered a little, feeling cold and a little discouraged. "I must be patient," she thought. "It's worth being patient to find just the right place." So she opened her bright red shell once again and flew away, still looking for just the right flower. As she flew into the sunshine, Letitia began to warm up. That felt much better. She began to feel hopeful again. With more energy, she looked around for another possible flower to call home. Suddenly, Letitia smelled a lovely scent on the breeze. What flower could that scent be coming from? She wondered. Letitia followed the fragrance on the breeze. She flew past yellow daffodils, red tulips, and purple irises. They were all beautiful, but the smell was not coming from any of them. Eventually, though, the scent led her to a big rose bush. There on the bush were gorgeous pink blossoms making that beautiful scent. Gently, Letitia landed on a petal. It was velvety soft. And strong, too. Letitia looked carefully at the stems and leaves of the rose bush. She noticed the rose did have thorns, but they were so large that she could avoid them easily. The rose bush was in full sun, and it felt wonderfully warm. Breathing deeply to enjoy the rose's fragrance, Letitia crawled to the center of the rose and settled in the sun-warmed petals, warming her spotted wings. This pink flower was just right. Yes, thought Letitia, at last, this rose will be a wonderful home. Now that the little ladybug had found a home, she began to feel tired after all that flying and exploring. Letitia yawned and stretched her legs. She snuggled deep into the center of the rose, hugged by the velvety, sun-warmed petals around her. She thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little ladybug was grateful for the warm sun. She was grateful to have found a soft and sturdy home. And most of all, Letitia was grateful that the garden had offered so many beautiful flowers from which she could choose the perfect home. The little ladybug closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug with her wings, and then relaxed, almost melting into the petals. Letitia took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then she took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, the ladybug took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. And she fell asleep, dreaming of beautiful flowers in every color. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.